it's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Great segue.
Well, 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 Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. What do you know? What I would have liked, if you'd announced that just your pregnancy, you and your partner are expecting child, just maybe during the breakfast show on Friday, as opposed to just after it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
It did cross my mind.
It's been a massive weekend of discussing your pregnancy, I guess, for you guys, for you and Clark. Congratulations from all of us.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot.
And basically, your role, I'll just give you some notes at this stage. Your role, just take it to the world and just show them how to do it. I love the way the whole world goes, oh, it's fascinating, you know. But then during the weekend, of the 7 trillion social media comments on it, I found this one to be the one I liked best. Jacinda had an hour to decide to be leader, 54 days to campaign. Her grandma died 3 days before the election, found out she was pregnant during the coalition discussions. Her cat got run over on her first day of parliament. She kept calm, carried on, owning her role. She'll be sweet. You know, that's it's all right there, isn't it? You know,
I saw that message as well, and I thought, it's been a busy wee time, hasn't it?
Full on. It's been full on.
It has been full on.
So that's a really exciting news for you guys. I believe you weren't expecting that to happen.
But that's
what happens, you know?
That's what happens. That is true. That is what happens. And so, no, I do not need the biology of it explained to me. I promise you.
It must be annoying to have to think that the next couple of months are going to be, as a lot of, which you've already sort of faced a lot of the whole, I can actually do this. I realise that I'm this young. Or I realise that I'm this new. Or I realise I've been, you know, having to answer people's questions about whether you're up to the task, especially in a case like this where there's the majority of women in the world are up to that task.
Do you know what, I've been asked that question before. I was asked it when I was a new MP.
MP.
so that's not new, and kind of what I've learned, I guess, along the way is that you can only use words so much. You know, people in the end will make a decision. You know, I can defend myself verbally as much as until the cows come home, but people ultimately will just look at how you do the job. The proof is always going to be in the action. And so, yes, I totally accept there were people who aren't happy, who will have their own view, and I've said it a couple of times before, my late grandmother probably would have been one of them, had she still been with us. Yeah. But I'm not sure she would have been pleased.
Not an honest woman.
But it'll just take time, and it'll take us demonstrating what's possible. And that's just the way it is.
I guess when you're an elected representative representing a country, it's just a good reminder, too, that a lot of the people you're representing don't think very deeply about things.
Everyone has an opinion, and that's the joy of life.
Jump in there with their opinion, yeah. But also, what a nice thing to be able to deflect off. So if you need to deflect when you get sick of talking about politics.
It's not going to, you know, I've seen some people say that, you know, oh, now the opposition aren't going to be able to have a go. Oh, look.
They will.
They still need to do their job, and they will. I have no doubt, and I don't think we should worry too much about that.
The two things I wanted to talk to you about this morning were, which we didn't talk about last week, was the Nationals' sort of limp balloon attempt at trying to introduce, the call of wanting to get two languages compulsory. People learn a second language, make it compulsory in schools. And I know your thoughts on that. You love language. You love the idea of it. But what is the government's...
Yeah.
Thoughts whether that was worthwhile them even bringing up then.
Look, it's as an aspiration. You know, we know that it improves cognitive function. It's a great thing to do. It helps your learning overall if you learn another language. In fact, you know, the evidence suggests that learn another language and you get better at your own native tongue. So it is a great thing to do. It's one of the reasons we'd like, for instance, to have universally available Te Reo Māori in all of our schools. At the moment, though, roughly it's something like 25% of our high schools don't offer Te Reo Māori, and that speaks to the fact we have a shortage not just of language teachers, but teachers generally. And so we're doing some things to try and incentivize that, grow the number of teachers we have. But right now, to come in and say that we, you know, it will be mandatory, and actually, to be honest, not enough has been done over that last period to make sure you've got that stock of teachers, I think would be unfair. But we should, of course, up our game. But I think the cart before the horse a little bit.
But that won't sound like you're Mike Hosking, which I believe I've been called. It's also one of those things of, well, if you've got, is that the best thing you can come up with? Is that the most important thing today you can come up with after you've done your 9,000 questions to Parliament, which you managed to get done just in time? You know, I thought that was really interesting. The other thing I wanted to chat to you about this morning was the Treasury gaffe. The problem that there was a problem with the coding in one of the Treasury projections.
Yeah.
Who did that affect? How's it affected the outcome of your package?
So good news and bad news. The good news is it doesn't affect who receives the family's package at all. It doesn't affect, you know, how it works.
So all the kids at the party get a present.
Yes. There are more than 380,000 families who are still benefiting from the package. So that doesn't change. The only thing that changed is when we said to Treasury, okay, tell us how many kids will be lifted out of poverty when we do this. They ran a little model. They had something like 1,000 different codes in their model to try and make that prediction. They got one of the bits of code wrong. And so that's affected us and the numbers we've thrown around there around what impact it will have on child poverty. Also affects the last government, we've found, and the numbers that they had around their budget on child poverty. So it's a plague on all our houses. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything functionally. What we've said we'll do, we're still doing. Lots of people still benefit. It's just the modelling over its effect that we're now waiting for them to fix it.
What sort of chastising do you do in your role in a situation like that? Who's in trouble? And do you have to do a heavy brow and a telling off, or is that just have to plough through?
Oh, you know, I had a few words. you know, the person who actually received
come in, close the door.
was actually the Minister of Finance. He had the he had the job of calling and telling me, so it's not his fault, of course.
I bet there was a dry swallow.
Yeah, Treasury have owned it, and they acknowledge it was absolutely their mistake. Now they're off trying to fix it. But look, you know, it's frustrating.
Is it kind of timely with the government so early in your so fresh to it that the government, that something like this happens within the infrastructure that maybe might make everyone else pick the game up, do you think?
Well, I mean,
other government departments or...
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to...
Consultancies,
too much with it, but they knew about an error, they tried to put a patch on it, they knew that didn't work, they tried to put another patch on it. There were all these things we didn't know had kind
and
of...
And then someone had to make a phone call to you.
And then someone had to make a phone call. You know, I think probably the message that they know have very clearly is actually this stuff really matters to us a lot. We're putting in legislation around child poverty measures and targets to hold ourselves to account. So we need to make sure that when we do that, those numbers are right. So I think they've got that message loud and clear. You know, at the end of the day, you know, at an individual level, of course, people make mistakes. You know, I absolutely accept that. But of course, with Treasury, there are pretty big expectations on them. Yeah.
Especially when it affects the public opinion of your party and your government.
Yeah, yeah.
Upcoming weeks, what's going on? Waitangi's coming up, isn't it?
Oh yeah, we've got Ratana first this week. So yesterday, all of the Labor caucus got together. We're doing planning over the next couple of days. We have a cabinet meeting tomorrow, first cabinet of the year, to kick things off. We've got Ratana then just after that. I'm down to Dunedin on Friday, a few little things to open down there, and then following on from that, we have cabinet again, and then we move into Waitangi. So it's busy. It's busy.
As a hashtag late starter father, rookie dad, I'll just give you a couple of pearls of wisdom.
Can I just join that club with you?
This is the thing. There's a couple of pearls of wisdom there, which I know you guys are both intelligent grown-ups, but people said this to me right up before my son was born. Just two things. One, you won't be able to go out as much. All right?
Do you know...
And the second one is it's a big responsibility. You know, just as long as you know those two things. Okay, and no. I know you're an adult, a grown adult with brains, but I just thought I'd tell you that anyway.
Revealed to me this morning that so far, probably best piece of advice he got was yesterday, and it was from another father, and it was banana stains.
Oh. You know what? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay.
The little things.
It's these little things that hack away at you.
So, banana stains. Yep. There you go, everybody.
Bank some sleep. There you go. There's Ellen. Hey, I'm Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Congratulations to you and Clark on your news. That's really, 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 really cool. And like I say, show the world how it's done. And thanks for talking to us. We'll speak again this time next week.
Talk soon.
Bye.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.